Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 456 for Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Dave Sims. Today's Futures Canada canola market was sharply higher in volatile trading Tuesday following the heavy gains in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $13 to $18 higher, with the most active November contract up $16 at $536.60 per ton. The market was also reacting to this morning's release of the Statistics Canada acreage report, which pegged 2015-16 canola acreage at 19.84 million acres in Western Canada. That is slightly higher than the trade guesses heading into the day. Persistent dry conditions across Alberta and Saskatchewan continue to support canola, as well the Canadian dollar was also weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to international buyers. However, there are ideas that canola is already expensive compared to other vegetable oils, and this may have helped to limit the gains. The economic turmoil in Greece is also causing some hesitation among investors, which was slightly bearish for the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher. Soybeans were up 34 to 55 cents, with the November contract up 57 cents at 10.42 per bushel. Today's USDA report forecasts smaller than expected supplies at the beginning of the month, which was bullish from a price point of view, as there is speculation American livestock and other end users will chew through those supplies fairly quickly. Next year's crop could also be extremely large. However, heavy rains in the U.S. farm belt have likely cut into that already. Corn was 27 to 31 cents higher, with the most active September contract sitting at 422 per bushel. A USDA report estimated growers in the U.S. planted 88.9 million acres of corn this year, which was down from the 90.5 planted last year. Concerns over heavy moisture in the U.S. Midwest, along with strong demand, also pushed prices higher. Wheat was 30 to 34 cents higher, with the September contract smashing through the psychologically important $6 level to hit 6.16 per bushel. Forecasts for more rain in the U.S. southern plains continue to lift values. The European Commission reduced its estimate for the 2015 soft wheat harvest to 140 million metric tons, which is down 1.5 million metric tons from the EU's previous forecast. Meantime, the winter wheat harvest in the U.S. is lagging behind. At last word, it was 8% behind the five-year average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 30th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.